here later this hour, going to talk about, in fact, I just want to throw this out here. Right after our sports hit coming up at about 4:45 or so, I want to bring up a congressman who is proposing a complete ban on all social media for kids. And I didn't really look at the age range, but basically for kids, no social media at all. And so what are your thoughts on that? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Some of the top stories in the news right now. Big story here. The FBI has taken down the ransomware group Hive. And I guess they had this ransomware group Hive has extorted more than $100 million, particularly from schools and hospitals. Oh my goodness. So they were able to take them down. They were able to infiltrate them and shut down their websites and their servers and the things that are that they use. So according to the U.S. law enforcement, to the FBI, quote, "We hacked the hackers." So there you go. So that's good news. But unfortunately, there's like many, many other ones out there, right? In other news, here's one a little local. Peyton Hillis, the former Cleveland Browns running back. Remember, he tried to save his kids from drowning here in Pensacola, and he was hospitalized for the longest time. He was finally just released over the weekend. And earlier today, they actually released the body cam footage of him being tended to and them like showing up and taking care of him. So, yeah, I thought that was a kind of an interesting one right there. And it's going national. That's like a national story that's hitting right there. The Tyre Nichols, this is the young man who was killed in Memphis by the police officers. Well, the Memphis officers that were involved with this have been fired now, according to the police chief. And he warns Memphis to not react violently after the body cam footage has been released and the audio haven't been released. So the police chief also stated the officer's conduct in the Tyre Nichols case reflects a failing of basic humanity. Okay, there you go. Then, as we continue on to some other top stories in the news, update on Ukraine. Well, we know that, you know, we're sending, United States and Germany are sending battle tanks to Ukraine. Well, in the meantime, just explosions are heard all across Kyiv and Ukraine as Russia has ramped up their munitions and or ramped up their missile attacks. Yeah, you know, is what I meant. So they've multiple Russian strikes throughout all of Ukraine hours after the U.S. and Germany and others have said they're going to send tanks over there. So we'll see what happens with that. Southwest Airlines. So, of course, they had that huge travel meltdown, right? And, well, apparently since then, since the travel meltdown where they just were, you know, just had no hardly any flights going, like 80, 90% of the flights were canceled for a week. Well, apparently the bookings have slowed down dramatically. People aren't as willing to book with Southwest Air anymore. Not a surprise, right? Well, with that, Southwest Airlines posted a $220 million loss last quarter. Yeah, you knew it wasn't going to be good. You knew it wasn't going to be good when so many people were having to cancel and getting stranded. And so sure enough, that happened right there. The Dow is planning to cut 2,000 jobs. That's 5% of their workforce. Yet another business, another organization that is fairly large that is making layoffs. Although, looking at the unemployment numbers, you know, as we've been tracking this, it does look like even if these large companies are laying people off, they're seemingly able to find another job fairly quickly because unemployment numbers are not jumping up. They're staying low. So that's pretty good right there. The reaction to yesterday's announcement that Meta would reinstate Donald Trump to Facebook, well, it's basically being met with mostly outrage. And you know, look, the people who are the main supporters to reinstate him, they've already moved over to the Truth Social Network. And so some of them are upset that he would even consider going back to Facebook or Instagram. But, well, you know, hey, look, he wants to be on all of them when it comes down to it. He just can't do something that will affect True Social Network. He has a contract with basically the funding partner that he can't do anything that would negatively affect growth of True Social Network. Meaning, if he starts tweeting like crazy again and everybody starts to jump over there, that would hurt True Social Network. So if he does do that, then it'll end up costing him millions and millions of dollars. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking pretty typical at the moment with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We are seeing slow-moving traffic that is going to be, if you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 due to construction, expect some slowdowns there. Throughout Gulf Breeze proper is looking good. You are going to see some typical afternoon delays getting out of the Nature Preserve area, heading towards Gondolier Boulevard, as well as leaving Windhaven Beach, heading towards Navarre in the westbound direction on 98. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Planned Parenthood up in Illinois apparently had a guy who was charged with setting fire to the Planned Parenthood clinic. So he was arrested for arson. That's kind of a story that popped up over there. And then I saw there was something else I saw here. UK Treasury is reviewing processes after reports came out that it helped the Wagner Group circumvent Russian sanctions. So basically, there's this UK group that looks like they were trying to help this one other group prevent or avoid Russia sanctions. And so they're wealthy and they are influential. And so they're protected from that. And so now they're being investigated on that. So this whole Ukraine-Russia situation still just creating all kinds of problems. Remember the protest that happened in Atlanta Louisville and pretty much all over the country. The leader of a black militia group, Grandmaster Jay, has been sentenced to 7+ years in prison for his involvement with some of those violent riots that happened all over the country, particularly in Louisville during the whole Black Lives Matter stuff that was going on. Yeah, he's been sentenced to 7+ years in prison. Grandmaster Jay. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. The Milton Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, February 4th. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music, vendors, and lots of fun are going to be going on. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 8 minutes. You know, if you're listening here to Pensacola right now, you know I talk a lot about electric cars and alternative fueled vehicles and alternative fuel in general. And I like electric cars. They're fun to drive. I don't want them to go away completely, but they're also not the future. I've stated many, many times, they're like the plastic bags of today, where, you know, we wanted to get rid of the paper bags to save the trees. And then years later, we went, the plastic bags may be worse than the paper bags. Let's go back to that. I think that's going to happen with electric vehicles. I've been saying it for a while. Well, now some of the left-leaning journalists are starting to recognize the harms of electric vehicles. I'll share with you what they're talking about in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols say the officers are in shock. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. The five officers are now facing murder charges. The suspect in the Northern California mass shootings is admitting to what happened in a jailhouse interview. The 66-year-old man is accused of killing 7 workers earlier this week. Speaking with NBC Bay Area, the suspect admitted he committed the fatal shootings following years of bullying and long hours working on the farms. Former presidents and vice presidents of the last 6 presidential administrations are being asked by the National Archives to check for any classified material they may have. This comes after documents were found in the homes of former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, and President Biden over the last year. And Avatar: The Way of Water, now the 5th highest-grossing film of all time, passing Avengers: Infinity War today. It's now grossed $2.054 billion. Bobby?
Oh, boy. You know what I did the other day? I went ahead and bit the bullet and went and watched Avatar 2.
Oh, did you? Okay. And?
Went and watched Avatar. And you know what? I liked it better than the first one.
All right.
Yep. I didn't mind the first one. Admittedly, I've only seen it a couple of times, but I thought it was a good movie. I didn't think it was like a tremendous movie, but it was a, you know, but I thought it was a good movie. Visually stunning, right? Avatar 2, even more visually stunning. Like there was time I was just, I think there's 4 or 5 times I just went, wow, I can't believe the way this looks. Because it's obviously all digitally animated. They don't,
right?
You know, we don't really have a planet Pandora.
Yeah.
And I remember just thinking of quite a few times, because there's a lot of this one is called Way of Water or something like that. So a lot of this one is in water or surrounding water, and it's visually stunning. Hmm. And I thought it was a better story than the first one. So it's definitely when this one ended, I was like, okay, I want to watch the third one now. When's the third one coming out?
Interesting.
So, yeah. It was long, though. It's one of those that if I was at home by myself, I would have been hitting the 10-second or 30-second fast forward a lot.
Like, gotcha.
There's a couple slow spots. Like, come on, get a move on. So.
Well, I guess we can't say that we haven't met anyone who doesn't.
I was just
hasn't
thinking
seen
that.
It, doesn't yeah. like it. So.
Bobby's the first person I've known that has seen it. So.
The movie's been out for a long time now.
What, like a month and a half ish, something like that. If not longer,
it's got to be longer than that. Even I think, like probably 2 months. See when it came out, Gracie. Because my point being was, the theater was half full on a weekday, and
people
so I was like,
it.
Came out
yeah,
on December 16th.
Okay, so yeah, month,
December
16th.
Okay,
yeah.
Month and a half. Yeah. But yeah, theater was half full. I was like, I thought it was gonna be empty. Have theater by myself. I guess I got a little extra time. It was half full, and it, like I said, it was a little long. If I was watching at home, I'd been fast forwarding a little bit just to pick up the pace. But
what time did you go? Like, was it like 11 a.m. or something? So you know, you still got.
Oh no, because that early, I'm afraid I'd miss the show. So I went to a night showing. It was like 8:30 at night. So it ended at midnight. When it was all said and done,
wow.
You know, after the previews and all this other stuff, it was midnight when I got out. So, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I was surprised by it. I was like, okay, I can see why this is making a couple billion dollars because I see people now. I got an interesting story coming out. I was going to save it for tomorrow, but you know, I'll just bring it up now. I was stunned to find this out. There's one actor who has had 4 movies that have made over $2 billion. Only one actor that has been in 4 movies that have made over $2 billion. And I definitely did not guess it correctly. I was like, I don't know, Tom Cruise, you know, Will Smith. No. Zoe Saldana. Because she was in Avatar 1. She's one of the blue people, and she was in Avatar 2, obviously. So both of these have made over $2 billion. And then, of course, she is Gamora or whatever in Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh. So she was in Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, which both are over $2 billion now. So she's the only actor. Can you believe that? The only actor out there. Like, man, she needs to start getting paid. She needs to put that on her resume. Like, you want to hire me? Your movie might make over $2 billion. Might. So, there you go. All right, let's get traffic on the 5 with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola are running without delays, as well as 29. Highway 90, you're seeing slowdowns as you leave Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. We are seeing some slight slowdowns on the other side of town, too. That's going to be at New Warrington Road, heading northbound towards Jackson Street. I am seeing some slowdowns, again, northbound direction. And 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect your everyday afternoon delays, as well as leaving Windhaven Beach, heading into Navarre. Expect some slowdowns. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next. I like electric cars. I don't want them to go away, but they're also not the future of transportation. Pedestrian transportation in the world. There's just too many problems with them. And finally, starting to get a left-leaning newspaper that is bringing this up, that going, hey, there might be a problem with electric cars. So I'll tell you what they're saying coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. New research coming out and explaining that by 2050, if we continue the path that we're on when it comes to electric cars, where we're basically most of the manufacturers are trying to go to 100% electric, well, new research says if that happens, it's going to create at least three times more demand for lithium that is currently being produced, which will cause massive water shortages, indigenous land grabs, ecosystem destruction inside and outside its borders. Basically, this report is saying, hey, look, if we keep going down this path and we are going to have nearly 100% electric cars being sold by 2050, then that amount of lithium that's going to come is going to create all kinds of damage from expansion of mining. And we've talked about this before too. The global demand for lithium is predicted to rise over 40 times just by 2040 alone, mostly because of electric powered vehicles. And so now, finally, some even left leaning organizations are starting to research this and go, wait a minute, this mining of lithium is not really that good for the environment. It uses up a lot of clean water and they're not recyclable. They sit there in our landfills and they can spontaneously combust if they get salt water on them and all kinds of other problems. So thought that was kind of an interesting one. The United States approved the very first small nuclear power plant in order to shift towards a carbon-free neutral or carbon-free future. We've talked about that before, that nuclear power needs to be looked at seriously again. Now they're approving a small nuclear power plant. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, do you think social media should be banned for children? Like, completely. And when I'm talking about children, I'm talking about teens, too. There's actually a proposal for a nationwide ban on social media for kids and teenagers. And so, what are your thoughts on that? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Oreo's coming out with a new Oreo cookie. You know how they do. They always change up the new flavors. This one's very unique, though. I'll tell you what it is in about 10 minutes. So before we get to the sports hit, the top three stories, FBI has shut down the Hive ransomware website. This is the ransomware company or group, not a company, a group that is responsible for over $100 million in ransomware fees from schools and hospitals. and they were able to hack the hackers. Southwest Airlines posted a $220 million loss last quarter after their holiday meltdown. And they said they've seen a dramatic slowing down of bookings. Oh, really? That's a shocker. Like, people aren't wanting to get Southwest Airlines anymore. And then finally, the Dow is planning to cut 2,000 jobs under a new plan to save $1 billion in costs, which equates to about 5% of their workforce. And I was saying this earlier, we're seeing more and more of these companies announcing layoffs, yet our unemployment rate is still remaining pretty close to the same. And so maybe, I mean, at least it looks like so far, even though people may be losing their jobs, it looks like they may be finding a job fairly quickly after that, which is good. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let me tell you about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program from the United Way, West Florida. So it's called VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. This is a free tax assistance program for anybody making $60,000 or less a year. And they're booking appointments now. You call 211 to schedule your time. And they're operating at four different sites: Pensacola State College main campus, the Milton campus, and the Warrington campus, and Goodwill over on Olive Road. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on TNT tonight, 6:30, with the Knicks against the Boston Celtics. When that game is over, TNT will have the Dallas Mavericks against the Phoenix Suns. Then NCAA men's basketball going to be on TV tonight. CBS Sports Network has number 21 FAU playing Middle Tennessee State at 6 o'clock. ESPN2 has Southern Methodist playing Memphis at 6. At 8 on FS1, number 1 Purdue will be taking on Michigan. It should be a good game right there on FS1. At 8 o'clock on ESPN2, number 8 UCLA plays USC. And then at 10 o'clock on FS1, number 6 Arizona plays Washington State. Then we've got NHL hockey on ESPN Plus. Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Boston Bruins at 6 o'clock. And I thought the Florida Panthers were playing. I don't see them. And I guess they're not playing. I don't have them. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi in sports news. Started getting some hirings going on in the NFL. The Jets have hired former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. Remember, he was fired about halfway through the season right there. So they've picked him up. The Panthers have picked up Frank Reich as their head coach. Remember, he was fired midseason by the Colts. So Frank Reich returning to the Carolina Panthers. Dan Quinn, who's the Cowboys defensive coordinator, said he's not planning on seeking any head coaching jobs. He's going to remain as the Cowboys defensive coordinator. Speaking of the Cowboys, 6 assistants will not return. 6 assistants are getting let go for the Cowboys. Obviously not Dan Quinn. Over in the NFC title game, the San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey says there's zero chance he's not playing. Remember, he's got a calf contusion, and so they weren't sure if he'd play. He says, no, there's zero chance I'm not playing. And over in baseball, Atlanta Braves lost their vice president, Dana Brown, because he's headed over to the Astros to become their general manager. He's now become the Major League Baseball's only black general manager. Congratulations to Dana Brown right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Asking this question. Do you think social media should be banned for kids? Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah has introduced a bill that would ban social media for kids under the age of 16. And he's been working up support behind the scenes, he says. He explains, social media destroys their sense of self-worth and their confidence and their sense of hope in the future. He says nearly a third of our young people, ages 14 to 24, have considered suicide and have discussed how they would commit suicide with a friend. And he says he feels like social media has a lot to do with this. The proposal would only apply to new accounts, so anybody who already has an account wouldn't lose it. But he says parents want their kids off social media, but worried that they'll be socially isolated if they're the only ones who aren't on there. But if there's a nationwide ban, then it'd be easier for them to get the kids off of social media. And sure enough, there are. So he's a Republican, but there's Democrat lawmakers who are coming out in support of it as well, and saying, yeah, I think this would be good. But then there's others who are saying, this is probably not the right approach. There needs to be better regulation, but social media is a good outlet for some kids who feel ostracized already. All right. What do you think? 850-437-1620. Now, you know, social media didn't come out until I was, you know, long. I was a parent by the time social media started coming out. So I don't have the insight of what it would be like to not have social media or to have social media as a younger person. I personally tried to keep my kids off of social media as much as I could. My youngest is on some social medias now. And honestly, she's on them younger than her older siblings were. And it's a hard situation. It's a hard balance because the reason why she wants to be on there is because she wants to interact with her older siblings is part of the reason. And, you know, when they're on social media like crazy, but they're 6 or 7 years older than her. And I try to explain, you know, they're older than you. Sorry. But after a while, kind of caved in a little bit and let her be on some social media stuff that, you know, I just tried to monitor as close as possible. Like Facebook has a messenger app for kids. So she has her cousins that she's friends with on there that they can message each other through there if they want. And that's about it. But I'm able to respond to things. I don't like it. I don't like them. But at the same time, having the government come in and say it's got to be banned, it doesn't seem like it's the role of government to me. Is there evidence? Is there an argument that social media is not good for kids to be on? Yeah, absolutely. I definitely see that. The cyberbullying stuff is just, it's like next level. But at the same time, parents get involved, you know? I mean, if I felt like it was really hurting my daughter, and I have done this before in the past, you know, I've taken away phones, maybe not because of social media, maybe because of games, or just because maybe it's just a punishment, or maybe I just feel like they need a break because their minds don't seem like their minds are always being stimulated and there's never any kind of downtime. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf real quick.
Highway 90. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect your afternoon delays on I-10. We're starting to see those slowdowns near Avalon Boulevard starting to get a little bit heavier. That's going to be as you're getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge, heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, Gracie, what are your thoughts on this? Because you were in the age group where social media was around when you were a teenager and stuff. Did you see this as a bad thing that kids have access to, or they're positives?
I mean, I was trying to remember when I got on social media. I think I got on Instagram first as a sixth grader, maybe sixth or seventh grade. So, okay. I mean, I think banning it, like government ban, kind of seems like extreme because hopefully, wishful thinking, not everything that they're doing is bad. It's they're talking to their friends. They want to take a funny picture with their friends, all that. So do I think there needs to be a government ban? Not really. Do I think it should be a little bit stricter, maybe parental? Like half these parents don't know what this kid's looking at.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think there could be like something in the middle maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely could be, I think, better regulations and things like this. Like I noticed with the Facebook Messenger app I mentioned before. I mean, I get an update every week of like, here's the messages your daughter sent. And so I can see what was being sent. I can review it. And if there's anybody that is trying to communicate with her, they can't communicate with her unless I approve it. So if somebody's like, hey, I want to message her, I have to approve it. Or she wants to message somebody else that hasn't already connected, I have to approve it first. And so I'm like, who is this person? You know, and able to talk about it. And then at any time, I don't have to wait to the end of the week to see the messages. At any time, I could pull up the app and see what the messages were from my phone. I don't have to pull up, you know, I don't have to say, give me your phone. Let me see what you're doing. And I'm like, why can't they do something similar along those lines for like Instagram or, you know, whatever it might be. Right. And so I don't like TikTok personally. Like I try to get her off of that all the time. It's just a waste of time to me. It's just huge waste. And then you don't know what's going to come up. With my big kids, I didn't even let them be on YouTube because I was like, you might be watching something that's fairly innocent, but when it's over, it'll give you suggestions. And sometimes those suggestions were inappropriate stuff. And so I was like, no, I don't want you on YouTube. And they were like, what? All of our friends are on YouTube. I don't care. It's like, just in some places, you just have to put your foot down and just go, I don't think this is a safe place for you to be. But I think they have the ability, talking about social media companies, I think they have the ability to make it safer for kids and teenagers. They're just not doing it. So I think that's a different argument altogether. Got a couple texts here. Yeah, parents should be parenting and tend to their own children. Yeah, I think that's the consensus here. Trying to get someone to get the, what is, I don't know what this is. Oh, I'll check and see what it is. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And we've got Oreo coming out with a new Oreo. You know, they do this on a periodic basis, right? But this one is this one's very interesting. We'll talk about it next on News Radio 92.3. Pence Colt right now, Bobby Rossi. So we were just talking about a proposal to ban social media for kids under 16 nationwide. I don't understand a nationwide ban on it, because you're basically going, well, parents aren't parenting their kids, so I guess we'll have to as a government. No, that's not your role. But the argument is that social media is dangerous for kids. So just like we don't let them smoke, and we have, you know, rules and about smoking and drinking when you're younger, we should have rules about being able to use social media. I think still overstepping the bounds a little bit. Speaking of which, so for adults, for you and me, we could only survive 5 hours and 11 minutes without our phone before we'd go crazy. 5 hours and 11 minutes. If you accidentally forgot your phone at home, this poll was saying, how long would it take before you know, just like, that's it, I got to go get the phone. They said, you make it about 5 hours and 11 minutes. That's pretty good. My days, it just depends. It depends. There's some days on the weekends, I hardly even touch my phone. No, just not even around. But my phone, it's what I use for show prep a lot, especially during the weekday. You know, I'm using it for business and stuff like that. So it's Pence Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Ironically, China limits TikTok and social media for their kids because it's rotting their brains. Yeah, and then they launch TikTok to the United States and suggest all kinds of TikTok challenges that will not just destroy our brains, but possibly our bodies. All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, top Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company they say is marketing a small rifle to children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused We One Tactical of breaking the law in its advertising of its JR-15 rifle. Of course, a play on the AR-15 rifle the firearm is modeled after. The company on its website says their goal was to build a rifle a parent or coach can use to teach a youngster enthusiast. The FDA says it hasn't seen a risk of stroke in seniors who received the Pfizer COVID booster. The CDC announced earlier that preliminary data suggested a possible stroke risk after receiving the booster shot along with the flu vaccine at the same time. Smartphone sales taking a huge plunge. A new report from market research firm IDC shows smartphone shipments globally fell more than 18% year over year in the fourth quarter. That's the largest decline in a single quarter ever. And doctors in North Texas successfully separated 16-week-old conjoined twins. Amy Lynn and Jamie Lynn Finley were delivered by C-section in October, joined from their breastbone to their navels, sharing a liver. The 11-hour surgery involved 27 doctors and nurses who trained for months leading up to the operation.
Very interesting. All right, let's get traffic on the fires with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. You will see some slow-moving traffic as you get closer to the Avalon Boulevard exit on I-10 in the eastbound direction. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You are going to see slow-moving traffic on the bridge. If you do see something else slowing you down, see an accident, have details, give me a call at the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oreo says launching a new metaverse experience. They call it the Oreoverse. And you can get there by going to Oreoverse.oreo.com. And of course, you got to use a VR headset in order to access it, like the MetaQuest 2 or MetaQuest Pro headset. But in order to celebrate their launch into the metaverse, they're launching a new cookie, new Oreo cookie. It's called the Most Oreo Oreo. The Most Oreo Oreo. So it has the amount of stuffing, like the amount of filling that a Most Oreo has, which that is like, it's like the real, it's the thickest. It's the thickest one of all the creams. But this cream also has little bits of the chocolate wafer crunched up into it. So think of like Oreo ice cream, like cookies and cream ice cream, like how it had little bits and all in there. So it's kind of like speckled. That's what the cream is inside this Most Oreo Oreo. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I have to try that. So, although the most stuff level of cream to me was too much, I did try it once. I was like, that's just too much cream. There's got to be a balance there.
This sounds like a good one to have as a topping with your cookies and cream or ice cream.
There you
go. If you're a cookies and cream kind of gal.
If you like the cookies and cream kind, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one right there. Now, I saw this. Doctors are tired of health myths, nutrition myths. According to the New York Times, they talked to leading health experts. Myth number five. So there's the top five myths, the nutrition myths that they're tired of hearing about. Basic nutritional advice changes constantly. They said, well, actually, the basic nutritional advice hasn't changed much since the 1950s. Don't eat very much. Try to eat more plants than meat. It's been that way since the 1950s. Not much has changed. Myth number four is hard for vegetarians to get enough protein. They say, nope, as long as you eat plenty, a mix of vegetables, it's easier than most people think. Nuts, grains, beans have a lot of protein as well. Myth number three, never give toddlers peanuts. Well, they say we used to think eating them too early in life gave kids allergies, but now experts think the exact opposite. Feeding them stuff with peanuts might actually help them avoid the allergies. Myth number two, plant-based milk is healthier than cow's milk. They say although it does have fewer calories and less fat, cow's milk has twice more protein. And some of the plant-based versions have added salt and added sugar as well, so you have to be careful. Yeah, the plant-based milk I use actually has extra protein in it, so but you got to watch for it. And then number one myth that they're tired of hearing about, fresh fruit is always healthier than frozen. They say sometimes the canned stuff has added sugar, but in general, canned, frozen, and dried fruit all have the same nutrients as fresh fruit. Often it's cheaper. And I know with frozen fruit and frozen vegetables, they often cut the vegetable when it's ripe and immediately flash freeze it. So oftentimes it's actually healthier than some of the fresh fruit that might have been plucked early and they tried to let it ripen while it got to the store. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
The Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced newest members of its 2025 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. So they're going to give us dietary guidelines. Well, one of them is Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford. She said that she does not believe nutrition or sleep has anything to do with obesity. It's just the genes. And now she's on the dietary. Oh, boy.